Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Thea and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Hi, listeners. Welcome. Welcome to this month's episode of Growing Consciousness. I'm Thea, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Dr. Chan. Hi, Dr.
Hello.
Chan.
Hello. Hi, Thea. Hello, everybody. How are we doing today?
Yes, yes. Not too bad, hopefully. I've a bit of hay fever, so forgive me for any sneezing or, you know, running nose. Tis the spring season, you know, pollen count high, nature celebrating.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm feeling the effects. So, the topic for today's show is Go Play, the important role of play and playfulness. You know, life's short. We're living, breathing, ever-changing creative beings. Playtime is essential to our happiness, health, holistic well-being, and success, just as important as air, food, water, and sleep. But in a world which focuses plenty on financial responsibility and social expectations, I think we all need to be reminded sometimes, especially as adults, to go play. I know I definitely do. How about you, Dr. Chan?
Yes, I certainly need to be reminded about playing. I certainly do.
Yeah, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in the, you know, the mundane and in,
mm-hmm.
you know, the work, the deadlines and
the chores,
the responsibilities
and family,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I definitely need a good kick up the rear sometimes. I mean, I don't think I have a problem enjoying myself or getting, you know, relaxing and taking my time out most of the time. But I know that when I'm in work mode, I'm in work mode and I get serious and I can't hear anybody else talk. I don't want anybody else disturbing me and, you know. Yeah. So I thought, you know, it's probably a good time. Being spring and all that, well, here, yeah, to remind us and to kind of hear what is fun, what's fun for you, what's fun for me. I wonder if any of the listeners want to call in and share what's fun for them. What do you do to let your hair down, you know?
Yes.
Dr. Chan, so you say you kind of, yeah, you definitely need the reminder every now and again.
I need the reminder every now and again.
And what kind of things? What's fun for you? What's play
for
you?
Well, I'm a nature person, you know, so for me, nature is fun and being outdoors is fun. So most of the times, whether it is a beach party or hiking or, you know, whatever it is, or just, you know, liming or hanging out with my friends, outdoors is usually the place of choice. I usually like to be somewhere looking at the water or, you know, just seeing the greenery of the mountains and the forest. So for me, that is fun. And just, you know, sometimes it's just about laughing and talking to different, and sometimes it's about music and dancing, you know, and, you know, celebrating with your friends. So it's, you know, that is the fun part of it for me. And, you know, sometimes it's a little bit even more, I guess you wouldn't even say, you know, so you're not communing with anybody else. But sometimes it's just about, you know, you just get so tired of, you know, work and working and so on. It's just a matter of just, you know, escaping into some kind of, you know, playful banter with your friends on, you know, social media, whether it's WhatsApp or something, and you just, you know, what happened with you and, you know, a little joke run or somebody sends you a joke. And just having that playful moment to just laugh and just be silly for a little bit, I think is very important.
Definitely. And you know, them say a change is as good as a rest. So like you said, sometimes it's not even needing to, it's not even anything big necessarily. Because,
yeah.
You know, fun, different for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I love being outside. Oh gosh, the beach.
don't mention it, because cloudy, overcast skies here, so.
Well, even if it would just be cloudy, overcast skies, and I could still sit on the beach with cloudy, overcast skies, you know, without having to drive 2.5-3 hours, right? I'd be happier.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
yeah.
I give thanks. I'm close to some woods, and I love that. You know, being outside, being able to walk across fields, to hug a tree or lean upon a tree is just, Lord, it's just such wonderful medicine and play for me, because I can't really let go. Because
mm-hmm.
none of nature is going to judge me when I'm out there talking to them and listening for answers and playing the fool if I have my drum and I'm drumming and I'm singing on top of my voice, and there's nobody to, you know, to restrict
mm-hmm.
me. After that, I feel good for days.
Good.
And, you know, I think it's the kind of play, real play for me is play that have me feeling good for at least a good 10 hours after. You know?
Wow, that's some serious play there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, yes, party. I can party hard, and I'm also partying hard. And yeah, I have a drink. I know some have a greater capacity for drink than others. But, you know, if it went to cause me to lean up the next day, then, you know, that's not so much fun for me. I know my limit, and I know that, all right, I can, when I go to my bed and wake up, I won't be too hungover. And I can have all the memories of the dancing and the singing out of the night before, like I said, for a good, you know, a good few hours or days after, you know, and that's real play for me, definitely. And like
yeah.
I said, hopping around with children, hopping around with my partner, quality time with friends. I love Kaluki, so, you know, if we can get a good game of Kaluki, for me, that's just awesome.
Nice.
You know? Yeah, and the importance, why is it so important to play? You know, I mean, I know a lot of people who are just quite serious. They're, you know, they say that they're happy just working. You work, you come home, you watch TV, you do your thing. I'm fine if watching TV is your thing with a drink. That's all well and good. Like I said, if it have you feeling good for hours, then it's your thing. Do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you do it. Because I really feel that, you know, when we're feeling good, it helps to attract more of the things and people that help us to feel good into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the most important roles for me. About having fun and remembering to get out and play. You know, even if the play is just spending time with you.
Yes. Yes. And I think for me, I think playfulness is about creativity. So I think for those persons, you mentioned persons who they work, with that, I think sometimes we bottleneck our creativity, we can't
mm-hmm.
come up with a solution to a problem, you know, at work, whatever that problem is, we can't figure it out, or, you know, even in our personal lives, it may be grappling with something, we're facing a challenge, you know, in our family situation, or, you know, finances, mm-hmm. job, whatever it is, and I think sometimes, you know, it seems almost counterintuitive to get up from that thing that you're banging your head against trying to solve. But I think getting up sometimes and just having a little playtime that really, you know, changes and shifts our energy, especially for me, playfulness that involves laughter is very important for me. So sometimes that very silliness, just being silly and just being, you know, tickling your friend or, you know, chasing each other, big old 40-year-old people running around like crazy people and, you know, other people looking at it like, what the heck is wrong with it? But just that silliness, just being able to laugh and just giggle and just be free, I think, in that space when you're just lost in that moment and you release those endorphins, you know, when that pleasure muscle, so to speak, is being tickled and those endorphins are released, you feel good. And it really, I think for me, frees up your energy, shifts your energy, and really releases those creative juices. And this is a very non-scientific description, but it really causes us to be more creative and really opens us up to more possibilities and brings more solutions. So, you know, for example, for me, I will be sitting there trying to work something out, and I'm just at it, and I'm, you know, very intense about it. And, similar to you, say, I don't want anybody to disturb me. I try to figure out this thing, and I sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And I find sometimes when you're just like, oh, I can't figure this out, and then I'll get up, and then I'll just go do something else, you know, talk to a friend and laugh. And, you know, you can do this at work if, you know, you have an environment that's conducive to this at work, if you can get up. And just, you know, if you have a colleague or co-worker or a friend at work where you can just, you know, joke with a little bit and so on, or be able to go outside and take a walk or a deep breath or just shift that energy, you know, play that video game or whatever and come back. You'll be so surprised that the answer just either floats up to you something and like, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of this all along? Ding, 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 and you solve it. So I think that playfulness, that space for laughter, that space for just feeling good can really also help us to actually be quote-unquote, more productive, you know? So I think the playfulness is very important.
Definitely. And, you know, it allows that inner child in all of us to come up. And, you know, I think more often than not, that's a great source of our creativity, that little girl, that little boy, you know, who may have been restricted somewhat in her expression or his expression. And so when we'll give him a chance or give her a chance to really just let go.
Yes.
You know, amazing things happen. I know it happened, you know, amazing things happen from my experience. You know, and like I said, even in terms of going out, you know, I love going out to dance. I love dance.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, it's part of our culture, going out, having a good time and, you know, just partying till whatever hour. But I'm not talking the kind of party where you're worried about what you have on or, you know, what
the
profiling. You have on. The profiling, no.
Like who is wearing
it's
what?
Really, that exactly.
Really fun,
what,
real fun, genuine fun, just
real
being in the moment.
Fun.
Yeah.
Being in the moment, busting sweat.
Laughing. Feeling the vibes, as they say.
Yes, exactly. You know, letting go of the world's woes, our life's woes. I just think it's so, so powerful. You know, I know for me it definitely is. For everybody that I engage with, when I witness it, is a wonderful, wonderful thing, you know. Because we try to control, or we forget that we're not in control of so much, you know. And but our happiness is a choice that we have, is something that we can always control, regardless of what we have, regardless of how much we have, you know. And so it really just take some time to really realize, you know, the things that I think are fun. Is it really me that is it? Are there really things that I consider fun, or it's fun things that people around me do or have done that I have just taken on and I don't really enjoy them so much? Because I think that happens often. I know it has happened to me. You know, And I think it's important for us to, yeah, take some time and explore, discover.
And do what you like to do. Figure out whatever that is.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. It may be knitting or crocheting. It may be, I don't know, gardening.
Running around the yard with your dog.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're silly. Look how you're just running around the yard with you. Look at this big woman, grown woman, running around laughing with her dog. Yeah. You know, it seems silly, but, you know, if that's what makes you, if you have fun doing that, hey, do it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like when I go to the woods, if it's really rainy, then I go out and the mud is so thick. And it brings me so much joy to come back and I have mud splash up all the way up my jeans, mud splash up all the way up my jacket just because it, you know, because, you know, as a child, I never used to run around and get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't my thing. So now these little seemingly nothing really have, like I said, when I do that for days, I feel lighter, you know, and then the juices start flowing for me to write something or, you know, to create something. So it's just really, really powerful stuff, guys. So please, you know, allow yourselves to just let go and have some fun.
I think one of the things that you pointed out, I think, is really important in that, you know, what we find fun, you know, will change and evolve over the course of our lives. So, you know, tapping into yourself and staying in tune with yourself, you know, through that reflection, that introspection, that process of, you know, continuously understanding and knowing yourself, is knowing that, you know, hey, you know, when you were a child, you said, Kote, you were not into the getting dirty, but now you just love, you know, to feel that mud or to see that mud on your jeans when you come back from your walk in the woods. And, you know, it happens, like, you know, when I was younger, I used to, boy, you know, party Friday night, Saturday night, and then Sunday you go out all day and you go work on Monday. Now for me, that's not fun anymore, right? I like partying. It's not that intensity, like, you know, when I was, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, you know, you just, you know, that was fun. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I remember a friend saying to me the other day, oh, don't you feel bad about that? And I'm like, no, because I enjoy what I'm doing. No, then I enjoyed that and that was fine. And that's what I liked doing.
Yeah.
But no, and I love my nature things as well. So I would go party Friday night, Saturday night, then do nature all day, Sunday, then work on Monday and not tired. But no, you know, my body tells me other things and I'm interested in other things that, you know, when I was 20, I wouldn't be interested in that. And that's fine. So even when you have your children or your nieces, nephews or your younger siblings, if they're interested in something that you are no longer interested in, no need to condemn them. Or if you just never had the same interest, somebody likes to go fishing and you, you know, like to go drumming or dancing, you know, that's okay. Just, you know, do what you enjoy, do what you love. And, you know, hopefully if you like doing that with other people, hopefully you find, you know, some, at least one other person who will share that time with you and, yeah, have fun together.
And, you know, you said hopefully you will find that the tribe will come.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be, the tribe may not be as vast as, you know, the previous tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because it won't need to be.
Yes.
Quite often, you know, as you grow, your requirements change.
Yes.
And so will the people around you, bit by bit. And that too is a part of, I think, our personal responsibility to be able to allow that letting go, that release. Because I think when we try to hold on to things or people that no longer fit, you know, are no longer vibrate on a similar frequency, then it's draining, you know, it's just draining on our resources.
It can cause unnecessary tension and friction between those persons who no longer share those interests with us.
Exactly. And it don't mean that you can't have, you won't be friends anymore. It just may mean that the friendship changes a little.
Yes.
But, you know, just like, you know, if you go through your wardrobe after 5-10 years, you find that there are things in there that no longer fit.
Right.
And in order for you, for the water to hold your new stuff. You have to take out some of them. Some of them may go to charity. Some of them may be giving away whatever, but they have to, you know, you let go of them.
Yes.
And you allow space for
the
modified expression of who you are to enter the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so really, really trust that. And, you know, encourage listeners to just really own what you like. Own what you like and by all means own what you dislike. Because when we own that up, then God, the universe, source, whatever, however you refer to that, draws, attracts more like us, towards us, you know. And, you know, that whole feel-good vibe, when we know the things that we like and we do more of the things that we like, in my experience, they help me to get through the challenging times, you know, the low times. Because if I know that I can go to this place in myself when I pick up my drum or when I start trying to paint, even though I'm just making a mess, you know, if it frees up something in me and makes me feel a little bit lighter, you know, it really helps and it makes a world of difference when the children getting on your nerves or there's an overdue bill that you don't, you know, due next week and you can't say yet how it's going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes me out of that headspace to a place of creativity, expansion, and somehow we'll get there, you know?
Yes. I agree. The playfulness is definitely important in terms of our overall happiness, health, and well-being. Just as you said, you know, that getting out of that mental rut of, you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? And as I said earlier, you know, banging your head, trying to figure certain things out in terms of maneuvering our daily lives. But when we have that playfulness, whatever it is that we do, whether it is, you know, climbing a tree or, you know, pushing your child in the swing or your niece or your nephew, whatever that fun moment is, you know, when they're screaming higher and you're pushing them higher and both of you are laughing, you know, your niece, your nephew, your child and yourself, you're laughing and you're just having fun, you know, that is really that space where creativity enters and, you know, where, you know, you can find that happiness because, you know, things, you know, people will say, yes, you need certain things to make you happy. You need, you know, if you're sick, you need, you know, some kind of health care and so on. But at the same time, when we're not at the place that we are, that we would like to be in terms of our ambition and our goals, but we're working to get there, we still need to enjoy life. We still need to, you know, we're here on Earth School. We have growth work to do, spiritual work to do, but at the same time, we're here to just love and enjoy and have fun. And I think a lot of us forget about that. You know, we become so focused on the children or the family that, you know, we want them to do well in school, and we just focus on that and getting them there to school and getting them on time and paying the bills. And we become so caught up in that we forget that, you know, that we're here to enjoy life and to, you know, spend time with our families, mm-hmm. to laugh with them, to laugh with our friends, and to just relax and, you know, just you know, relax by ourselves too and laugh by ourselves. I mean, you might think you're going a little crazy, but, you know, sometimes just to relax and have that moment, even if it's just to turn on the TV and watch a sitcom or a comedy or something, or, you know, whatever floats your boat in terms of, you know, the arts and creativity, plays, drama, whatever it is. But that time is very important to allow that creative expression to come in. And sometimes the answers that we seek to other challenges, whether it's in our personal lives or professional lives, can come through that creative space. Somebody says something in a joke, and it resonates, and you're like, oh my goodness, you know, oh, wow, I never thought of that way before. And so, that time to play is really a time that opens up our creativity, opens up our center, and just helps us to just enjoy life, enjoy Earth School.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like you said earlier, no, some of the times, like, you get up from your desk, you get up from your work, and, you know, you let go for a bit. And just out of the blue, you know, a resolution comes. You know, I always say where the mind goes, energy flows.
Yes.
So when we're feeling, you know, low and stuck, it is the easiest thing. Well, for me, it's the easiest thing for me to just wallow in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To just, all I can see is the doom, all I can see is the gloom. Unless somebody can show me specifically that is going to change, that's all I will see. It's almost as if I'm being stubborn against myself, because I know.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is, you know, all right, let me change my mind about this. But usually a piece of resistance comes up that tries to keep me in that place. And I have to really decide, all right, you know what, I've had enough. Let me put on some music. Because at least if I put on the music, something changes quickly. I'm going to hear a song that, you know, I relate to another time, and I can get to choose what I want to relate to, what music I want to hear, you know, and I can start raising my vibes, raising my frequency, getting myself out of, you know, out of this mindset, out of the funk. You know, so it doesn't mean that we necessarily have to go out and spend a lot of money to book a play or do this or do that. You know, if it's candles, you can light your candles, and if you have some oil, you burn your oil or whatever. You know, that just went to instantly create a little change, a little difference to kind of put you into play, like playful, more light, you know, vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work your way, you know, work your way up from there. Because, like I said, where the mind goes, energy flows. So the more we do that, the more we will change the outcome of that which we're feeling the funk around, that which we feel stuck on, you know? So, yes.
Turning on the music is a nice one, too, you know. The turning on the music, you know, you play some nice dance music and just, you know, Brockway, enjoy yourself. And
exactly.
In your house, in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever, as you say, you don't really have to spend a lot of money, and just enjoy the music, feel the music, dance to the music. And, of course, that exercise helps to free up and release the endorphins. And then at the same time, you know, you're just having fun, you know. And it's fine to just have fun, you know. Life is not just this serious thing where you're taking your spiritual work serious, you're taking your personal goals serious, you're taking work serious, you're taking your children serious. Sometimes you just relax and just have fun and just let go. That's why, like, this weekend past in Jamaica was Jamaica Carnival. People just, you know, put on their little costumes, get in the street, and they just dance and forget their troubles. And that's the same thing in Trinidad, wherever, you know, you have this, you know, this Trinidad-style carnival culture where there's Notting Hill or wherever. It's about that playfulness. It's about, you know, it don't matter if you weigh 500 pounds and you're in a bikini with, you know, sparkles, and you're just dancing, listening to the music and enjoying yourself. And just, as one dance teacher said years ago, even if you don't know the latest steps and you can't get the step right, dance with your spirit. Just enjoy, lose yourself in the music, and just go for it.
Exactly. You know, remember that you are your biggest judge. Everything is, when you're imagining other people judging you, it's just your imagination. It's you. So, you be the judge. You make it, you remind yourself of how fabulous, how beautiful, how worthy you are. And play, just let go, dance, sing out. Do something silly. Put on the weirdest outfit that you have in your wardrobe and go for a walk. Dress up even though you have nowhere to go. Do something silly. Have some fun and go play in celebration. Just have life and breath.
Agreed.
So, it seems we have come once again to the end of another episode. Thank you so much, Dr. Chan. Thank you, listeners, for joining us once again. We look forward to seeing you, hearing you next month. First Wednesday?
Yes.
First Wednesday of what month will
every
that be?
Month.
May?
May.
Yes. First Wednesday of May. We're almost halfway through the year already.
Yes.
So look forward to seeing you same time, same place next month. What good. Lots of love.
Thanks for joining Coach Seya and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.